Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm your host, Steve Hunt. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. You know, here at KSKA, this is our fun drive week. We're asking people to kindly donate to the program here. And we have gone to great lengths for Stage Talk to bring you something even really special this week. Great length in terms of miles. We have one of our guests who is calling in via Skype from all the way in Australia. We'll get to that in a moment. But the show we're talking about is The Afterlife of J. Edgar Hoover, written by Timothy Daly, who is in Australia. We'll have him on in a moment here. The show is being produced as a co-production of RKP Productions and Cyrano's Theatre Company. We have two of the people from RKP here. Dick Reichman, who's also directing the show. Welcome to the show, Dick.
Thank you.
We also have Audrey Weltman Kelly here. Welcome to the show, Audrey.
Thank you.
And Timothy Daly in Australia. Welcome to the show, Timothy.
Thank you very much.
So, The Afterlife of J. Edgar Hoover. I'm going to toss this out to Dick to begin with. You and Timothy have had a long relationship. You've directed three of his plays. How did you come across this play? And maybe give us a bit of the background of the play.
Well, I came across Timothy years ago when Jerry Harper was still directing at Cyrano's. He did a bunch of plays that were related to Kafka's works, and he became very interested in Kafka. And when he ran out of the plays he knew, he sort of searched the internet for anything about Kafka, stumbled upon Timothy's play Kafka Dances, set up to direct it, and Jerry passed away. Sandy asked me then to direct that play for him. I picked up the script, loved the script. Timothy came up to Alaska to see some of the rehearsals, and it was wonderful to meet him, to be with him. We became great friends and did that show. Subsequently, a couple of years later, I did another one of his shows, Man in the Attic. And I've been fishing for an opportunity to do another one. Basically, not because we're dear friends, and we are, but because he's a real playwright. You know, some of us write shows. You're a playwright, Steve. You know, some of us write shows. Some of us have pretensions to literature, which is pompous and ridiculous, and some of us actually do write literature, and that's Timothy.
Oh, Timothy.
His plays are literature.
Well, Timothy, let's have you on. Let's talk about your play, The Afterlife of J. Edgar Hoover. For those who may not, today, you know, J. Edgar Hoover is an icon. He was the head of the FBI for so long, but what attracted you to this character, Timothy?
I was a young boy back in Australia, 8 or 9 or something, when my mother, we were actually visiting friends on a Sunday afternoon, I think it was. I was lying rather bored on the back lawn, and my mother stuck her head out the back door of this house and said, they've killed Mr. Kennedy. And I thought, who's Mr. Kennedy? But then I ran inside and I began in a type of imaginary liaison with a country that, well, it always seemed faster, better, stronger, richer, more powerful than little Australia. So I began a dream life relationship with, strangely enough, a dead president. And very slowly I began to read about him, and he kept coming back over the years as the lost myth, etc. And as a Catholic, he was my parents loved him, even though, you know, they never could vote for him. So Catholics long to yearn for things, you know, for heaven, for absolution, for grace, salvation, you name it. So it was sort of in our chemistry, our DNA. And then I grew in love with other things. And grew out of love with Catholicism, but this thing always stayed with me, so I began reading, and so sometimes writing is the urge to release something, to get rid of this itch, and I found I couldn't write a play about Kennedy himself, so I basically wrote a play about the power structures behind it. And now that, you know, the world seems to be changing right at the moment, it seems to be, you know, what began as a type of dream relationship, sometimes our dreams end up being a little in sync with the times. Often they're not. But there's something eerie about now, this tremendous authority figure of the power behind the power that J. Edgar Hoover was, that makes it, you know, perhaps even a little topical now, when the whole world's looking either to authority figures or is even at the very least questioning the nature of power, especially political power.
And so you've taken this character of J. Edgar Hoover and you've placed him in an afterlife. Dick, can you talk more about that?
Well, I think that it's interesting. The play is on the surface and a history dealing with J. Edgar Hoover, but actually the play more is a portrait of the cosmos and what the afterlife is, what this universe is made of. Let me just tell you about the opening of the play and let that stand for itself. A guy wakes up in a motel. He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what his name is. He calls up the desk and he asks him, what name did he register under? And he has no idea where he is. And as he's making this call, a waiter comes in with a martini on a tray, offering him his first one of the day. And he says, you have one every day. This is the time for your first one. That's the opening. And all the wonderful questions that that offers are carefully and strategically answered in the course of this fascinating little piece of mystical drama.
except one, I think we walk away from that play thinking about our own choices and their consequences. This play does give you something to think about.
Yeah, I keep thinking, thank God I'm not Catholic.
Timothy? Are you glad that you're Catholic?
Well, I say thank God I have a Jewish director who can who can see through.
We're talking about The Afterlife of J. Edgar Hoover, new play opening tonight at Cyrano's Theater Company, running through the 23rd as a co-produced by RKP Productions and Cyrano's Theater Company. We have Timothy Daly on Skype from Australia, Dick Reichman, the director, and Audrey Weltman Kelly, who was one of the co-producers of the show here on Stage Talk. Timothy, I have to confess, I actually was in the production of Man in the Attic, one of my favorite roles of playing, and Dick was a wonderful director there. And what you handled in the subject matter of that play was so interesting that I'm not going to go into it exactly, but Dick, I think you and Timothy have a connection in handling some, I guess, not controversial material, but just new ways of looking at things. You want to talk about that some, Timothy, your way of looking at the world?
Well, I've never really lost my sense of wonder at how things operate. So I don't operate from a strictly moral basis. That is, this is evil and this is the divine. And so how the world works has always been a sense of fascinating mystery to me. So I'll enter any area. I need no expertise whatever. I'll enter any area and explore it a little bit like a child in a way. So that's why I've written French plays, German plays, plays set in America and even Australia, because to me they're wondrous worlds. And so J. Edgar Hoover, I found I couldn't approach him. You know, ultimately he's teased to be condemned, but you can't approach any world knowing you're going to condemn it initially. You have to transmit the sense of wonder that you feel, and if you don't feel, you feel no wonder about the world, there's no point. But you have to transmit that to an audience, and Dick very well described. With luck, the audience will feel it's in the middle of what the hell's going on. Oh, this is going on. So you know, bit by.
You use the words "what the hell," perhaps purposefully. So Dick, I want to get back to one thing here. Wonderful insight into your own work, Timothy, of saying you always are open to the world as wonder. The relationship between a director and a playwright is crucial in capturing that wonder. And I just wonder if maybe Timothy and Dick can discuss a bit about their relationship in directing this show and perhaps the other shows that they've directed, that Dick's directed of yours.
Well, I really haven't had Timothy with me as I directed very much. He came in at the end of Kafka Dances, and I've been wondering through this production what he would think of what I'm doing with it. It would have been nice to have had him here at the beginning. But I have a strong feeling for what the plays are about because they are so strongly written. As a playwright, I have to admire the fact that every moment on stage that he gives an actor, that actor is doing something intensely strong and directed, which makes for just a powerful hour and a half on the stage.
And this is a two-person play, correct?
Yeah.
Two people. Jay Burns is playing J. Edgar Hoover, and Jeremy Gaunt is Peter the valet. And I have to say, the growth that I have seen in you're not going to recognize Jay Burns or Jeremy Gaunt on the basis of previous characters. They are absolutely fabulous in these roles. They're very strong. It's very powerful. It's very exciting to watch.
The rehearsals have been a little like theater school. We've done so much table work, so much character analysis and all that kind of stuff that you do in school. But it's paid off because the play's got such a rich texture of human quality.
Well, Timothy, I want to get back to you for a moment here. The character of J. Edgar Hoover, in the eyes of Americans, there's sort of, I'm not sure how people perceive him. At one time, he was considered sort of a bad guy? Is
well,
that correct?
He's titillating. When I tell people the title of the play, they're titillated by I'll come see that, and they smile.
Just
now, what
on
they're
the
thinking,
basis.
I don't know, but they love it.
Just on the basis of the title. So I do hope they come in droves.
That's
well,
right.
Well, Timothy, was that your aim, to sort of titillate the American audience with J. Edgar Hoover?
I have one initial rule, to delight myself. And then once I've delighted myself, I check, does this mean anything to anyone else? And so I have a second eye, so to speak, on the complete strangers who turn up, hoping, you know, so often. Sometimes we disappoint in theatre. But I've always, because I'm an outsider to theatre, I wasn't born in a theatre suitcase, I am very careful to enter, to make theatre audiences feel welcome, that they're not preached to, lectured at, but sort of made to feel that they're very welcome, and let me show you something.
I have to ask, has the show been produced before, or is this the premiere of the show?
This is pretty well the showcase production. This is it. This is the its entry to the world.
Well, congratulations. And I understand you may be coming to Anchorage to perhaps see a couple of the performances. Is that correct?
It looks like I'll be there for the last few performances.
So you no time then to change anything, Dick.
No, he's locked in. Let's hope he leaves happy.
Well, we're talking about the afterlife of J. Edgar Hoover, a name which lives in infamy in the American public eye. My guests are Timothy Daly in Australia. Timothy, we've got about 30 seconds left. I want to ask you just what do you hope to get out of this play? I mean, what do you expect to get to the audience, or is it just simply inviting the audience into your world?
The best play experiences I've ever had, they're really enchanted worlds. It might be a seedy motel, or it could be an open field, or a place in the South Pacific. But with luck, it's in a type of enchanted world that gives something to an audience and makes them feel glad they came. And what they take about to it's up to them. But to me, a play is a gift to an audience's imagination. So I want to make them feel that they're more alive, more filled with wonder than they might have thought they were.
Well, that sounds like a great way to end the show here. I want to thank Timothy Daly, Dick Reichman, Audrey Waltman, and the afterlife of J. Edgar Hoover opens tonight at Cyrano's, runs through the 23rd. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Steve.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.